Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Angela Hucles won a couple of gold medals playing in two Women's World Cups. And during her seven-year career representing the United States, she played in 109 matches, led the U.S. in the 2000 Summer Olympics with four goals. Angela, that is impressive. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us to talk a little United States women's soccer. I hate to tell you, though, that Alex Morgan beat your four goals in one game today, one match today, right?
You know what? I'll accept that. That's fine by my. By me.
That's fine by you?
Yeah.
What a performance today. First of all, 13-0. I mean, was it possible that the U.S. could have maybe taken it a little easier, or did they ruffle some feathers by winning by this kind of a margin?
All right, I'm just going to give it to you straight here. I know this is a hot topic right now. I have friends and college teammates asking me these same questions. And in my opinion, it's what they're there to do. You know, it's not about making Thailand look bad. It's really about the U.S. showing up, doing the work. They trained extremely hard over the past 4 years to get to this point. And these are professional athletes competing in the world's largest tournament and stage and soccer's greatest tournament. So they're trying to show up, execute in their game plan. You know, it might make us as viewers a little bit uncomfortable watching Thailand getting pummeled like that. But when it comes down to goal differential, you don't know what Sweden's going to be doing later on in the tournament against Thailand as well. You know, these women are not responsible for trying to manage the emotions of another team. They're there to do their job, and they're there to compete.
Well said, Angela. Well said. I mean, I just think it was a question that needed to be asked. It was the first thing that kind of popped into my head when I watched the match today. I mean, obviously, I want the U.S. to win and dominate, and they did. So tell us a little bit about this team and how much what they did today will affect them going forward. Is it going to give them any more confidence going forward? Or, I mean, did they kind of know that this game was basically a mismatch coming in?
I would say yes to both. Definitely gives them confidence. I think just the style and the way in which they played, it was very fluid. They were executing quite clinically. And, you know, when you look at the other teams in this tournament, this is the most competitive Women's World Cup we've ever seen in the history of women's soccer. And France started off the tournament with a phenomenal showing. So it also makes a little bit of a statement to the other teams with the U.S. showing up the way that they did. But going into this match, that was the expectation. I think my prediction was 8 goals. I had no idea they would have gotten a 13, but at the same time, it's not surprising because they are that good.
Angela Hucles is with FS1 and calling the Women's World Cup. She and Glenn Davis will be calling Nigeria, South Korea tomorrow at 6 a.m. Get up and enjoy the match on FS1. USA, Team USA going forward with a good start to this World Cup in France. What are some of the teams that are going to give them the most problem, or teams that they are looking at, you know, realistically out there that could try and take their championship away from them?
What I love about this tournament is that because it's so competitive, any one team can show up and make a difference and potentially upset their other team. And one of the games that Glenn and I called was just that, with Australia versus Italy. The expectation was that Australia would come away with the 3 points, and Italy gets a second goal, winning 2-1 in the last remaining minutes of the game. And that's what the United States has to just be aware of. I think looking in their own group, Sweden is a rivalry that they've had for a few years now. And so an excellent team that even just getting out of the group stage, I don't think they'll have a problem. The United States will have a problem getting out of the group stage, but it's just going to be a nice competitive match. You look at France, I think when you look at the brackets, how things are paired up with the different groups, the United States could potentially meet France earlier on in this tournament. So that is going to be potentially, it could be a World Cup final, but, you know, they might be meeting in the quarterfinals depending on how the groups play out. So, right. So many amazing teams and competitive teams in this World Cup.
Angela, talk a little bit about what the Women's World Cup means to young ladies in the United States. I think a lot of people listening to this interview, a lot of people listening to us talk about this today, go, hey, what's the big deal about the Women's World Cup? I try to explain to people, I used to cover the, do you remember the Women's USA, the WUSA, that it was the very first professional league after they won the World Cup at the Rose Bowl, and Brandi Chastain scored the winning goal and the whole thing way back when.
Yep.
And I had traveled with one of the teams from San Diego in that league, and I was just blown away at the impact that these athletes had on so many young ladies all across the country. And that's why I think the Women's World Cup is an important event, and it's important that we talk about it, because there's a lot of people listening whose kids are watching these players and they are looking up to them, and they will go on and become athletes themselves.
Yeah, and not to date myself, but I just came out of college at that time when the WSA WUSA started, and that was my first professional experience. So I played in that league, remember it finally. And you know, I think that's part of it, though. I think that's part of the story. You know, this team is such a special, incredible team, both currently and also historically. And, you know, the players have really made an effort, the current players, to re-engage all of the previous and past players. And it's a very, it's the most special sorority I think you could ever be a part of. And I think what the culture of this team does is share a part of themselves with the fans and with the community. I think that's the power of this group and how it affects young girls and young boys and grown men and grown women. I don't think it's one single group of people. I think that's the power and the spirit of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, and to be able to see yourself in one of those players based off of a performance or even what they're standing for and representing and how they conduct themselves, not just on the field, but off the field, I think more importantly, that's really the power and the specialness and unique qualities that this team exudes.
Next match for the U.S. is Chile on June the 16th, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, and then Sweden after that, and then they're through the group stage, and then it's on to the knockout round after that. Angela, great stuff. Enjoyed chatting with you. What team did you play for in the WUSA, if I may ask?
I was with the Boston Breakers.
The Boston Breakers. I remember the Boston Breakers. Yeah. I went to Boston and did that match. What's that?
Really? Actually traded to San Diego right before the unfortunately, before the league folded, so I never actually played for San Diego, but I would have been there.
I had already folded by then, personally, but I was there the first year when it first started. Hey, Angela, thanks so much for your time. Enjoyed the conversation. Very interesting stuff. Have fun calling the rest of this tournament.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.